It's Wednesday, July 16, and I am Leonard Vitbien with your news at 7 a.m. This year's International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition opens today in Windhoek and runs until this Friday. It's the biggest gathering of its kind in the country, drawing over 2,000 delegates from industry leaders and government officials to academics and experts, all working to boost digital security through collaboration and innovation. Lloyd Sikeva is from DS Technology.
The whole purpose for this conference is it plays as a fundament in terms to drive policy narrative in terms of intensifying, and also as we move in a digital space, it is very relevant to understand that cyber attacks for the past 5 years, Africa, SADC, and even Namibia has been vulnerable to some of these attacks. It's important that we start understanding in depth as to how do we safeguard both systems, governance, and also policies in order to ensure that our data is protected, and so that data breaching does not happen in terms whereby your data, my data is leaked out, and maybe your company losing a lot of money.
Erongo Governor Natalia Tuagoses has urged business and policymakers to go beyond token corporate social responsibility and focus on projects that deliver real, lasting benefits to communities. Addressing a workshop in the coastal town of Swakopmund, she highlights that despite the region's wealth from natural resources, many people in Erongo still face poverty.
Hand out creates dependency syndrome. What I'm saying is, as much as we are welcoming the handouts, I am emphasizing on the sustainable development and for us to get our people free from the dependency syndrome. So I am saying we have to empower our people to be self-sustaining, to be self-reliant. I am looking at solutions such as give my young unemployed youth, identify their skills, their strengths. So that's a type of thinking that I'm having.
Former Environment and Tourism Minister Pohamba Shifeta has denied rape allegations leveled against him by the mother of his five-year-old child. Speaking to News on One's Herta Ekanjo for One Africa TV, Shifeta called the accusations malicious and unfounded, claiming they arise from ongoing personal and legal conflicts involving him, the complainant, and his wife.
In a telephonic interview, Shifeta told News on One that he had seen the allegations circulating on social media, but claimed the police had not yet approached him. The allegation comes after Shifeta, who is now a member of parliament, allegedly raped the woman on the 21st of March between 3 and 4 a.m. at Seiderhof in Windhoek.
He's just revenging because I sought a protection order against him.
Continentally, Nigeria's former president, Muhammadu Buhari, was buried on Tuesday in the backyard of his home in northern Katsina State as residents climbed trees to bid farewell to the 82-year-old, says Reuters. Buhari ruled Africa's most populous nation between 2015 and 23 and died in a London hospital on Sunday after an undisclosed illness. He was one of two former Nigerian military strongmen who returned to power via the ballot box. Internationally, U.S. inflation ticked higher in June in what could be the first sign that U.S. President Donald Trump's trade war will drive prices higher for Americans. The consumer price index jumped 2.7% year-on-year, in line with expectations, but also the fastest increase in 4 months. From Washington, our correspondent is Kate Fisher.
Tariff-sensitive products like clothing and furniture drove overall inflation higher, as did climbing food and energy costs. For now, experts are still expecting the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates in September, but the real test will be in the coming months as Trump's global tariffs exit their temporary hiatus starting August the 1st.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.